KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Law enforcement scrambling to find the killer of Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old leader of the most powerful conservative youth organization in the country, Turning Point USA. Kirk was answering questions from the crowd at a rally on the campus of Utah Valley University when a bullet hit him in the neck, killing him.
We were like 15 feet away, and I thought like the shot was like a firecracker or something. It just didn't seem real.
Mia Grant, who was at that rally, President Trump calling Charlie Kirk a good friend and calling for flags to be flown at half-mast in honor of him. Official commemorations are beginning this hour in New York City and at the Pentagon, marking 24 years since 9/11 attacks. A ceremony begins next hour in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 went down. We are finding out this hour new inflation numbers, including on the Consumer Price Index. The Fed meets next week to decide on interest rates. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Families at Madison West High School say students with disabilities were unfairly cut from the swim team. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome. She's been on the swim team for 2 years as an exhibition swimmer. That means because of her disability, she's a member of the team just with some modifications. She has a reduced practice schedule and doesn't score points for the team when they compete. This year, the program has grown and multiple swimmers were cut from the team, including Asha. Her parents say school officials told them Asha would have to try out for a spot with no accommodations for her disability. Supporters flooded a school board meeting Monday night for a chance to talk directly to school board members. Here's part of what Asha herself had to say.
I am fast. I hold all city records and pool records across Madison. Being part of a team makes me feel like I am part of something bigger than me, a community.
The families say another student with disabilities was excluded too. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West this year. Her dad, Charlie Bergstrom.
There's a silent, nefarious message being sent to all kids that those with disabilities are less than, potentially reversing all the work that the district, the staff at West in particular, that Coach Elmaker has done to foster a culture that's actually in line with the stated goals of the district.
A spokesperson for the district released a statement to multiple outlets saying, quote, "The Madison Metropolitan School District is deeply committed to ensuring that all students have access to safe, inclusive, and welcoming opportunities in our schools. We understand the importance of athletics and co-curricular programs to the educational experience and encourage involvement to the greatest extent possible," end quote. The families are asking the district to reverse course and let the girls back on the team. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard.
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a three-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. We haven't had too many of these in our... I know in the last 2 years, this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on the road, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A warming trend as we wrap up the work week. Plenty of sunshine expected for today with high temps in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 54. Even warmer on Friday with mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. 86 on Saturday. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX in the Mad City. Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Tony Kirk, a prominent right-wing activist, was killed in Utah. Our condolences go out to his family and all of his loved ones. I'm old enough to personally remember the political violence of the 1960s. And I hope it is obvious to everyone in America that political violence does not solve any of our political differences. Political violence only leads to more political violence. And I pray with all my heart that this is the aberrant action of a madman and not a sign of things to come.
Ah, thank you, Stephen Colbert. Wow, Chris, wow.
Yeah.
It's one of those mornings, you know, it's hard to be a human and not be shook. Bella texted you and I yesterday about this. I didn't know yet. My business partner, Ron, just texted me, no public appearances for you. And I didn't know what he was, I was like, what? I didn't know what he was talking about. And, you know, this is the climate we're in that nobody with a platform can say they're not shaken this morning. And it's, we have never, as you know, on this show, Chris, you know, promoted violence of any kind toward anyone. We're the amateur show.
And if someone
does promote
violence on our show, we shut it down.
Yeah. By the way, Sean, thank you. Bella's out with COVID. Sean is here. Very exciting. It's a festive morning for you to be here, right?
Yeah. Wow. And also 9/11. Yeah.
Yeah. And the... It's a day, man. It's a day. So I just, but you know, we talked a little before the show, Chris. I mean, again, you know, because we did Sexy Liberal together. We know the amount of death threats. You know the amount of security we had to hire.
Sure, we
metal
went on a 16-city tour last year.
Yeah, metal detectors, you know, off-duty police. I think the one time Lawrence O'Donnell wasn't able to do the show because he said they NBC wouldn't let him do it without NBC security there on top of all the security we had there. So we all know living in this environment what it feels like. And you know, I didn't know, Chris, when I went to see the story, I didn't realize it was video of him getting shot.
Sean,
which is horrifying.
Sean has a story about that.
Where I work, kid just walked over with his phone and like, oh, Charlie Kirk got shot, and there's the video, right?
Shoved it in his face, without even asking Sean. So Sean has that burned in his head.
Well, and how many young, you know, kids, young people, whatever, that just saw that, and you can't help but picture, you know, six-year-olds getting shot point blank, you know. You obviously, again, were forced to see it. A lot of us didn't know, like, what the story was and didn't realize it was the actual footage.
Yeah, what happened to Charlie Kirk's neck also happens to six-year-olds.
Yeah, well, that are shot point blank in the face, and it's... So I, you know, but as we were saying, of course it's no surprise that Trump uses every opportunity to incite more violence, to pour gasoline on the fire, to politicize. We don't have a suspect. We don't know what. And again, as we were saying,
could be someone to the right of him. Could be MAGA. You don't know. The shooter, I don't understand why the media doesn't cover more. The shooter in Butler was MAGA. He was a young MAGA guy. The guy that they found at the golf course with a gun on Trump's golf course was a MAGA guy. Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of dissension in the MAGA ranks. I don't know. We're all just speculating. It's. I mean, I think what's troubling is this feels like a professional sniper or something.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, this is what all the analysts are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Frank Fogluzzi, our friend, said he had warned that Trump using FBI agents and resources for ICE was keeping them from working on real terrorism cases. Now there's a political assassination. We need congressional investigation to determine if the FBI was laser-focused on the job and had an incompetent director. Would Charlie Kirk attack have been stopped? Charlie Kirk was the biggest one calling for the release of the Epstein files. So you don't know if this was... obviously, we've covered all the sort of dissension in the MAGA ranks. I don't know what this was. But, you know, Chris, you can't help but go... First of all, he didn't actually say nothing
right.
when the Democrats were killed in Minnesota. He made it worse by using it as an opportunity to insult Governor Waltz.
That's right.
So don't tell me both sides are the same. Every prominent person on the left and Democrat has condemned this, and there is no other thing to do but condemn it unequivocally.
Right.
It is unequivocally wrong. Yeah. But they are already on the right calling for revenge. Trump is calling for revenge against the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's so irresponsible. Yeah. And yeah, by the way, we have Mike Nellis on today, and he's someone interesting to talk to because he tweeted, Loomer once doxed my home address on this website and repeatedly encouraged her followers to go after me, resulting in death threats that mentioned my son. So, you know, we've all been through it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the reason I have a security system and security cameras and, you know, yada, yada. Yeah, and this is Maine said, we have no suspect, we have no motive, we have no weapon, but the President of the United States took to the airwaves to call for a purge of the opposition party. Unfortunate missed opportunity to lower the temperature. He never lowers the temperature.
Never
I mean,
does.
Here we sit, Chris, on the anniversary of 9/11. Yeah, that I was in New York for, and they always say, oh gosh, remember when we united politically after political violence? And it's like, well, that's because Democrats are decent people. And united, despite the fact that this was the worst national security failure in our history. Despite extreme incompetence on the part of the Bush administration that had repeated warnings about this specific thing happening. Imagine, Chris, if it happened today. What, you know, Trump would and MAGA would blame Biden.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Absolutely.
Right? If it, God forbid, had happened on Biden's watch, can you imagine how they would have politicized that? So it's just,
And I told you this morning when you walked downstairs, you know, on my Facebook page, I offered up condolences to Charlie Kirk's family,
right.
And I decried the political violence that's been going on in the country.
Right.
I have a few far right friends on my Facebook page, and they still wanted to pick a fight about it instead of, you know, saying thank you for the kind words.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to pick.
I mean, Josh Shapiro and who is it? Jared Polis. I mean, the two Democratic governors ordered the flags flown at half staff. No Republican has ever done that. Nobody. I don't believe one Republican condemned the violence against Minnesota Democrats.
No.
And this guy had an entire list of Democrats on his target list.
Josh Shapiro was targeted.
Yeah, himself.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And so, you know. Okay, there's so many thoughts this morning because it's just, it is really an awful day, I think, just on America. But it just, we were saying, Trump did this, of course, horrible inflammatory speech, as he does.
Yep.
You know, he always figures out a way to pour salt in any wound. But of course, he conveniently left out every act of violence by the right wing, which, I'm sorry, you still have to go back to the facts if you want to solve the problem. 96.7% of it is right wing. I mean, it's not me saying it. It's, you know, Republican, what's his name? Chris Wray testifying before Congress, you know, from the FBI. I mean, Trump placed the blame for Kirk's assassination on the rhetoric of the radical left. Again, without shooting his mouth off with no information on this. He praised his commitment to, he praised Kirk for his commitment to his Christian faith. He pivoted to blaming the shooting on the radical left, claiming people who described Kirk as a Nazi are directly responsible. This one is rich. It's long past time for all Americans and the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree. Oh, my God. Do we even know? Want to go down the list of things he said and posted about people on the left? And, you know, I mean, I think Elizabeth Warren, by the way, was asked about this, because this is what happens every time. Does the left need to tone down its rhetoric? And here's her answer.
Oh, please. Right. Why don't you start with the President of the United States? Right. And every ugly meme he has posted and every ugly word.
Yeah, Trump did not mention any of the recent examples of violence against left-leaning politicians. Trump's comments likely to fuel further calls from his fervent supporters to seek retribution for Kirk's death. And on cue, Chris, Jesse Waters vowed to avenge Kirk's death. Yeah, that's responsible rhetoric, right? Elon Musk said the left is the party of murder. This is war, declared libs of TikTok. I mean, it just, I can't say enough about it. I mean, that just happened to be the latest one, the Democratic lawmakers in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I had forgot you. I think you pulled this story because I was trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
He just literally used it as an excuse to name call
yep.
Governor Walz.
Absolutely.
And say, I'm not going to call him. That'd be a waste of time. So not only did he not say anything, he
didn't order the flags lowered to half staff.
No, of course not. But there's so many questions. I mean, as you were saying too, like, I hope they catch this guy.
I hope so too.
I don't know what is going on with the FBI, but I think Frank Fulguzzi makes a good point about they've put so much of their attention and resources onto immigration stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when we find out who this is, should they have caught this somehow? I can't remember now which shooting we're talking about. Remember they were saying there was an online footprint for at least a month of this last.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting which shooter now. Of course, there was another school shooting within an hour of Charlie Kirk's shooting yesterday.
Yeah, in Colorado.
In Colorado.
The same county as Columbine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with the FBI.
What?
Cash Patel is wrong with the FBI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, also, he fired the person from that area that was highly competent in this area. Anyway, God, I'm so sorry. I'm forgetting the shooting where there was, you know, a lot of warning online.
There have been a lot of them.
Yeah. But I mean, that again, something that if they were focused on. And the problem is they're never going to focus on where 97% of the violence comes from, which is far right, you know, white extreme, white supremacist, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and again, I'm not hyperbolizing. It's the actual statistics.
Yeah.
But they're never going to say that.
No.
I mean, like I keep saying, they keep trying to, you know, make Trump the victim again in the Butler thing without saying the kid was MAGA. That's why they never talk about
him.
Exactly. Because he wasn't a far left lunatic, whatever his rhetoric always is, right? I mean, Mike Nellis, who will join us in a bit, said Trump's instinct is always to divide and distract. It serves him well in presidential campaigns and sinks him when he's in office. His video today on Kirk's murder is the exact opposite of what 80% of Americans want to hear when something horrible has happened. The guy just cannot help himself. I mean, and here's the thing, Chris, of course I'm wearing my orange day, you know, because we just had Fred Gutenberg on last week because, again, all of the shootings, I can't even remember what sequence they go in. But we're the ones that don't want, no matter what your beef is, we don't want you to be able to get a gun that easily.
Nope.
We don't want lunatics to be able to get guns. I mean, Kirk was, he's on record as saying, frankly, a bunch of awful stuff,
mm-hmm.
sexist, racist, you know, homophobic, you name it. But again, if this is about free speech, that, you know, we're all for that, and violence is never the answer. But he was a huge, you know, Second Amendment guy, and that, you know, the school, whatever he, I can't remember the exact thing he said about that it's worth it, you know, Second Amendment was worth it, all this, you know. So
to maintain our freedoms.
Yes. Those of us on the left don't want people to get a gun to shoot Charlie Kirk or students in what was this yesterday, Chris? 47th.
Mm-hmm.
School shooting this year.
Yeah,
it's still only September.
And that article may have been before the Colorado school shooting yesterday.
Right, right. I mean, it's just John Pavlovitz, the official pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show, that said the Jesus washing of Charlie Kirk's legacy by evangelicals right now is absolute blasphemy. I mean, there's just, okay. Hawk said Trump, in his message addressing the Charlie Kirk situation, blames the left. We don't know the shooter's identity. Kirk is painted as a martyr. Vaguely talks about going after organizations that supported the shooter. Again, we don't know anything. It sounds like a pretext for more overreach. Compare this video to the one Biden put out after the Butler, Pennsylvania incident. So... yeah, and by the way, this is, again, where both sides don't do it. Again, every single Democrat has put out an unequivocal statement condemning this.
Absolutely.
From President Obama to Biden on down.
Every living president has condemned it.
Right. But here we go. So, you know, obviously they're lauding Charlie as a free speech warrior and whatever. But so MSNBC fires Republican Matt Dowd for something he said. Right? I mean, they're lionizing free speech, but they don't believe in that, Chris. I mean, so Matthew Dowd is a Republican analyst. So he was on, I think I saw this, in fact, he was on with Katie Tour right after the shooting, but yes. It wasn't,
I don't think,
he hadn't died yet. Right, I mean, they didn't know, you know. He was asked, so you tell me, he was asked, Katie Tour asked about the environment in which violence such as this can take place. And Matt Dowd said he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech aimed at certain groups. Is there anything, there's nothing that is incorrect about that. I mean, right. He said, and I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in. You can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then you're saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place. And that's the unfortunate environment we're in. So he put on Blue Sky, let me be clear, I in no way intended for my comments to blame Kirk for this horrendous attack. Let us all come together and condemn violence of any kind. I mean, you know, this is live punditry.
Sure.
Right after something happens, and he's asked to comment on the environment. You can't, Chris, have this conversation without talking about the President of the United States constantly demonizing people on the opposite side and inciting violence. You just can't. He has a huge part of why we are where we are now, exactly. You know? So... anyway, but I just, you know, I'm of course only the left wing network fires someone, you know, and it's okay. So again, both sides are not the same in this. I was trying to think back to all. I mean, don't even get me started. The jokes about Paul Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the president and his stupid son.
The president
couldn't make enough jokes about how funny that was.
The president led the laughter.
Yeah. I mean, so I just, it's a day.
And the president is the head of the MAGA movement, so I blame all of MAGA for laughing at Paul Pelosi.
Yeah. Carl Frisch, Dr. Redlener, Mike Nellis, all coming up on the big Thursday show, 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, brought to you by My Native Path Collagen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, you know what? When I run out, I forget to reorder real quick. I feel
Uh-oh.
It. I feel
oh,
the
no.
difference. I'm telling you. Collagen is, I don't know if you realize, it is the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You got to get the right stuff.
Right.
Most collagen products aren't just a waste of money. They can be loaded with toxins. You need to know the difference. You need quality. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. But drop that tub from Amazon. Check out the top five collagen warnings.
Roll up a newspaper and bat them on the nose.
I will swat you. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price. Plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial info, even plans for your pets, is in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer is required. Just head on over to theknockbox.com. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Use that promo code Stephanie16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com. Promo code is Stephanie16 to save that 16%. Theknockbox.com. Get organized and save. Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's say you're a dad and you want to take your son and daughter on the perfect camping trip. So you pack up the car with all your gear.
We're all loaded up.
And you get the right direction.
Arriving at destination.
And you set up camp right next to a creek.
I caught a fish!
And it all goes perfectly.
Best trip ever, Dad!
And you're the perfect dad. But even if it doesn't go that way, and your gear ends up on the highway, and you get completely lost.
Where are you going?
And your campground is near a beehive. It can still be the perfect camping trip, because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best trip ever, Dad!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, be interesting to talk to Mike Nellis about, you know, getting doxxed by Laura Loomer, Chris, because, you know, she, of course, is calling for them to shut down every left-wing outlet.
Yep.
Right? Right?
Yep.
These are the free speech warriors, mm-hmm. right? I'm glad you reprinted this. When the Minnesota assassinations occurred of the Democratic lawmakers,
yep.
Did Trump not say anything He had to be asked about it, and then he said, I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out, I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call and say, hi, how are you doing? Oh, the guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. I could be nice and call, but why waste time? That's what he said after the slaughter of several human beings in, you know, in Minnesota. He said, was asked about it again. He said, well, it's a terrible thing. I think he's a terrible governor. I think he's a grossly incompetent person. I mean, what a sociopath.
Yep.
Seriously.
Absolutely. No compassion for the lives lost or the families of the lives lost.
Yep. Karen in Chicago. Hey, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Well, people are still being stalked here and abducted in Chicago, so of note. Thank you, Stephanie, for your concise analysis of the situation. It is 11 billion times better than the analysis that I've been observing in the mainstream media. So thank you for that.
There were
two school shootings yesterday.
Yep. Hang on. Heartbreak and then also Carl Frisch.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As an issue of the right or the left. I think we've seen political violence, on both sides of the spectrum. And it's not that one is worse than the other. Obviously, the efforts to assassinate the president were horrific and were absolutely unacceptable, should have been unacceptable. But we can't get in a tit for tat here where we're just going one after the other after the other, because our system will completely break down.
Representative Dan Goldman with some good points. So we were saying, I guess they're saying they were able to track the movements of this shooter.
The FBI is having a press conference about that right now.
Yeah. No suspect, obviously, in custody, in case you just broken up. Two suspects were taken in and released. They announced there's an ongoing investigation and manhunt for the shooter. You were saying people that you know on the right were mad. It's just like they seem like bloodthirsty for, and it's got to fit their narrative. It's got to be someone left wing, and I don't think we know yet what the you know.
I know MAGA online, in general yesterday was upset that Kash Patel let those two people go yesterday,
right?
Because they want a scalp,
right? Because they don't care anymore about evidence or whatever. They just want whatever fits the narrative. I mean, there's a and stuff, as you know, Chris, online. It's rife because this is just such a weird circumstance, once again, where the president announces the death and then, we're waiting for confirmation. Johnny said this smells like a hit job. Obviously, law enforcement analysts are saying this obviously was somebody that, I don't know what you want to call it, a professional or someone that knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. We're seeing if we can get Frank Figluzzi. I'm sure he's in high demand this morning, unfortunately. But, somebody online, Johnny, said this smells like a hit job. A man dressed in black shot him in the neck from 200-plus yards and got away. This is after Charlie Crook last month discussed that Epstein had connections to Israeli intelligence, not to mention the birthday book spectacle occurring this week. It's strange that Trump was the first person to announce he died. I mean, it's... Again, there was dissension on the. I mean, he had also been targeted by some to the right of him, on the far right. So I don't. But this is just why it's so irresponsible of everyone, the president of the United States, to just like wildly start accusing people . Even the Wall Street Journal warning. They warned yesterday, this is now a dangerous moment for the country, which could descend into a cycle of political violence that would be hard to arrest. For Trump, while this is a moment of personal sadness, it's also an opportunity for leadership. The president can help the country rise above this madness. Is there anyone that thinks he's going to do that or is capable of that?
He's not capable of doing that.
Let me go. We're waiting for Carl. Karen was making a point that we also had, of course, it was our 46th school shooting yesterday within an hour of...
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. And technically, his was a school shooting as well.
Right.
So here's the thing. When we look at this, we need to talk about it as this is another preventable school shooting. This is another act of violence that, had the Republican Party had any interest in passing common sense gun laws. Right. We had children slaughtered in Sandy Hook. I'm wearing March for Our Lives, Parkland, on and on and on, right?
Yeah. I don't. On the left, Karen, we don't care what your grievance is with who. We don't want lunatics people to get guns to settle their beef with an automatic weapon, right?
That's absolutely, and there is something that we can do about it, and the Republican Party has been preventing us to do anything about it. What, you know, what changes with each one of these is the identity of the shooters as well as the victims, right? Right. They're going to differ. What is the common denominator in every single one of these are guns.
Yeah.
And there are easy fixes that the Republican Party refuses. So with their fomenting violence and, you know, division between us in a moment where there were people shot, there were high schoolers shot and injured, there was a young man who took his own life with a gun. There's all kinds of scenarios in this country where guns kill people. Children get a hold of guns. There was a case, I think, just here in Chicago where a young kid got a hold of a gun and fatally shot himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the conversation that we need to have. It's, you know, Charlie Kirk, I'm not going to pretend like I liked the guy.
No.
He put a target on my kid's back, on the back of black people, on the back. You know, he's a horrible person. But, you know, bottom line is, it could have been prevented had we had common sense gun laws.
Yeah. No, I don't care if you hate me or you hate Sean Hannity or who you hate. I don't want you to get a gun to be able to do something violent about it.
Right.
It's... yeah, this is a lot of, you know, speculation online. Someone said beyond an obvious attempt to foment violence and distract from everything going on. It may have been a message to some about keeping quiet. Noah said the person who shot Charlie Kirk did it with a high-powered rifle from 200 yards. That's two football fields away. He then got away clean. Maybe it was a liberal angry at Kirk for any number of comments. Maybe it was a conservative upset over his stance on the Epstein scandal. Maybe it was just some crazy person looking to make news. That all said, whoever it was seemed extremely well-trained, and that should scare all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's still on the loose, Chris.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike Nellis, who will join us in just a bit, said every elected Democrat and left-wing influencer has condemned Kirk's murder, while right-wing pundits are frothing, blaming the left, claiming we want them dead, that we're at war. This will fuel more violence, which at this point seems to be exactly what they want. Shame on every one of them. The rhetoric has been turned up to, you know, beyond 11 over there. And one last one, Bree said, don't ever say both parties are the same. Obama, Biden, Newsom, Pritzker, Buttigieg, after Curly Kirk died, no place for political violence. Trump, Vance, Rubio, Bondi, Hegseth, after Democrats were killed, nothing. Nothing.
Right.
And except, like I said, the aforementioned kerosene on the fire where, you know, Trump used it to name call Governor Walz.
And yesterday, MAGA called for retribution.
Yeah. Yeah. Openly.
They did not try to turn the temperature down. They tried to turn it up.
Yeah. Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete.
Hey. Good morning. Karen pretty much took everything that I was going to say. So
damn.
I think I'm just going to point out. Good points, all of them. I'm just going to speak on, you know, the orange tangerine tyrants, you know, response. And I want to know where all of the senior Republican leadership are in Congress. That is completely beyond the pale and unacceptable, and that needs to be called out, like, immediately. And, oh, my God, if you cannot do that, you know, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, why are you even in Congress? Are you there just to serve the Republicans, or is it everybody? We should figure this out. We are the only country where this happens over and over and over again.
Yep.
And this is a problem.
Yeah, we just had, you know, Bobby Kennedy release a report not mentioning guns, the number one killer of children in America,
you know,
as any health threat.
I got three kids in school, and after every school shooting, you know, it's like the same routine. It's like, you know, I don't know. Like, we failed these kids.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of failing these kids.
Yep.
We need to figure.
Yep. I hear you, honey. Sorry. This is yesterday. It was Denver area, mm-hmm. as you said, close to Columbine.
Right.
In this every story, for the most part, their day ended waiting at a nearby reunification center for their loved ones. I mean, how many times are we going to see that scene? The suspect was a male student at the school, took his own life, it looks like. This is the 47th shooting that has taken place at the school in the U.S. so far this year. It was actually less than an hour after Charlie Kirk was shot. So it's... Listen, once again, Chris, here we are mourning all of the victims of gun violence in this country, you know, and you can't pick and choose. I Okay. Mike Nellis, again, who will join us in a bit, said obviously there's bigger news happening right now, but Senate Republicans just voted against releasing the Epstein files. Every Democrat voted to release them. Susan Collins was the deciding vote to protect Trump and others named in the files. I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Like, here we go. Protecting pedophiles seems to be, you know. Soros-funded PSYOP says, remember when Trump got shot and they immediately blamed the left without any evidence? They are doing the same thing now. Seems awfully intentional, dangerous, and irresponsible. Reminder, the Butler, Pennsylvania shooter was a Trump-voting Republican, which is why they never mentioned that, right? Okay, let me just do one more here. We don't know. Is Carl a no?
That's what I'm assuming because we haven't heard from him.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he's probably got a lot on his plate.
He might. Yeah.
From the school board. Yeah. Every time this happens, you got to go tell the kids why this is happening again.
So I'm not faulting him.
This call is being recorded.
Hi, Joanne. Oh.
You're being recorded.
Hi. Joanne. Hi.
Sorry, hit the wrong button.
Oh.
Hey, I just have two anecdotes. One was I met a woman the other day whose husband has dual citizenship, U.S. and Ireland, and she's 75, and she's like, we're moving as soon as he retires. I just want to wake up. I have 10 good years left or more. Yeah. I just want to wake up where the news does not involve a mass shooting.
Yeah.
And the other anecdote is that my husband and I went to a very large outdoor concert, and you know, I was like, okay, what's our safety plan? What's our communication plan? This is a scary country to live in.
No, I mean, I have friends that are leaving as well, and it's trust me, it is depressing. We talked about this story yesterday, too, just speaking of being infuriating. Covey said a mentally ill black man killed a Ukrainian woman, and Trump is ready to go to war with an American city. Putin murdered thousands of Ukrainian women and children, and Trump invited him for dinner.
Yep.
I mean, we talked about this yesterday, just the and I'm sure, like, this will be wall-to-wall for weeks on Fox News, the Charlie Kirk thing. And we were saying, because it's a pretty blonde white woman was killed, Trump has made this, you know.
Absolutely.
And it happened to be an African-American gentleman that, but we were just saying, really? And Putin has slaughtered how many millions of Ukrainian women? And he doesn't care. He's and has, in fact, escalated. And now Poland, being with the drones. And it's just everything is so infuriating and hypocritical this morning, Chris.
Poland now being a member of NATO, you know.
Yeah.
If one is attacked, all are attacked. And so that could lead to World War III.
Yeah. It's just he uses everything as an opportunity to politicize and turn people against each other. And it is just exhausting.
And now where did I read that he's using it as an excuse to go into Finland, too?
Yes. Yes, yes. Covey said, notice how Russia has only become more emboldened since Putin met with Trump in Alaska. Because, of course. By the way, I know, obviously, with all the news cycles, but everybody's like, what did this post mean? I mean, he's so ridiculous and impotent. His only, after, you know, Russia's overnight attack on NATO ally Poland, his message just said, what's with Russia violating Poland's airspace with drones? Here we go.
No idea what
kind
that
of means. Toothless, ridiculous.
He is weak.
Right. Don Bacon, Republican, said Russia continues to escalate in its failed invasion of its neighbor Ukraine. The Russians flew multiple drones over Poland. Many were shot down. The administration's policy toward Russia is weak and vacillating, and Putin is taking advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Fox News, national security correspondent, said it's notable that the NATO response to Russia's drone incursion across the border into Poland makes no mention of U.S. military assistance to defend Poland. Mark Root mentions Polish F-16s, Dutch, Italian, all these, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Russia's testing of NATO airspace to test NATO's response comes days after the Pentagon informed NATO allies bordering Russia that the U.S. will halt training and security funding to them. But, of course, he'll use the, you know, blonde Ukrainian woman that was attacked in his, you know, campaign to enact total fascism here in America. So it's spare me with the selective empathy. And I know a lot of people have pointed out that that was one thing Charlie Kirk always talked about, is that empathy's weak, and you know, and then, but they empathy. Immediately demand yeah. we all have empathy. Right. You know, as you said, Pete Hegseth has ordered the troops to pray for Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, and I'm not sure you can do that.
Right, right. Once again, as I'll say, if you've just tuned in, we unequivocally condemn what happened to Charlie Kirk, and it has absolutely. A lot of us shaken up, because it is awful and yeah. horrific, and there's absolutely no justification. No, yeah. And it's okay. All right, so we have a lot to get to. Carl Frisch will, you know, he's probably again.
Yeah.
I'm sure re-traumatized. And we were saying how many young people saw this video of Charlie Kirk getting shot, and yes. it's just on top of another school shooting yeah. day.
We have a couple of holes in our schedule a little bit later on today, so we'll yeah. see if we can reschedule.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, and we have Dr. Redlener, who's I'm sure got a lot to say yep. as a pediatrician. Mike Nellis, all coming up. We'll see if we can get Frank Filgozzi on. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FFRF,
Burf.
Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Burf.
Yes.
Someone could tell Pete Hegseth to, you know,
right,
ordering the troops to,
yeah,
you know, maybe
to pray.
We should get FERF on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, what do you call it? Kids want to be, I don't know, they used to learn to read, write, arithmetic, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And leave religion where it belongs, at home, at church, synagogue, or the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen.
Thank you. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts and actual freedom of and from religion, go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/school, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns.
Yes.
Well, how about
a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble.
Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community.
Right. That's beside the point. Point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
You can't control where that ember will land.
We should talk about having some kids.
Only what happens before it does.
Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus.
With simple things like clearing areas around buildings.
Hey, Gordy, how you doing?
Oh, Arthur,
knowing community
safe zones. What are you doing in the studio?
Well,
and being prepared for wildfires.
You well, you know, you get a commercial on the air. You just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared.
Right there.
Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Air Force.
How to contact me to get a commercial on WMBF.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can be clouded.
Okay, let's come up with
so let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
So we can put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
I think we just
nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Radio. Affecting learning, Arthur, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, and vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dr. Irwin Redlener, Dr. Doom coming up in just a few minutes. Democratic strategist Mike Nellis.
Frank Figluzzi in hour three today.
Oh, fantastic. So. Okay. Former FBI, former G-man. Frank, who, you know, was on TV yesterday, Chris, talking about, you know, the FBI. By the way, we should all be pissed, you know, about this happening to Charlie Kirk, because, again, Frank was talking about them shifting their focus so much to immigration that they're not, you know, focusing on terrorism like this.
Right.
And we don't know what kind of terrorism or what the motivation is yet. But, yeah, and we were saying that, you know, then there was a lot of confusion about they had suspects, but then they released them. And, you know, so there's been a lot of confusion so far.
Yeah.
Okay, let's, blah, 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 George in Florida. Hey, George.
Yes, I have a new conspiracy for the Charlie Kirk. After the memo came out where the FDA said that they were no longer going to be investigating, he said he was going to trust his friends to go ahead and handle it. However, he went ahead and he further commented and said he would have a renewed focus depending on developments. I believe he was about to go ahead and change his position on the Epstein files release.
Who, Charlie Kirk was?
And guess who could have had him killed?
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Ken Delanian, NBC News, said, worth remembering that Kash Patel fired the highly regarded head of the FBI field office in Salt Lake City a few weeks ago for reasons that are not clear. Again, you know, another thing we'll talk to Frank Figluzzi about. I mean, again, Chris, whether this is on a left-wing show like this or on right-wing, just this sort of speculation and whatever, again, they will do anything also to talk about just the problem of guns, of anyone,
right,
any lunatic being able to get a gun for any reason, no matter what their beef is and with who. Who's this? John in Ohio. Hey, John.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing this morning?
You know. Go ahead.
That's update, I know, By the way, the sweetest producer I've ever talked to in my life, whoever's answering your phone, she's a
Krista.
Krista
is amazing. Yes, we love her to death. And if people don't treat her
right.
I'm cracking skulls.
Yeah, thank you. We don't mention her enough. You're right. These calls don't get on the air by accident.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, right. And somebody who's worked in your line of work, she's just fantastic.
She is.
So quick thing on the assassination. Most definitely a professional hit job. The only two types of entities that can do something like that are governments and intelligence agencies. The shooter has completely disappeared, and it's tragic.
Yeah.
Here's my problem, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I have not identified with this party for a long time. It's the advent of social media has only made things worse when it comes to pushing people to far sides, both left and right, right? And you know, I know that CNN doesn't have the influence that it once did. It doesn't have the audience it once did. MSNBC, Fox, they've all kind of shrunk. But it's the people that work for Slate, Solana, any left, right-wing website that's out there that has a platform on an X or an Instagram that right. pushes out the negativity.
Right. Honey, heartbreak. Sorry about that.
No.
An intelligence analyst said at the same point that this was not an amateur, this shooter. So we will talk to Frank Flaguzzi about that. And Dr. Doom next.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
Todd Alba.
From the assassination of Charlie Kirk to shootings in Colorado, how do we as Wisconsinites take care of our own mental health as we sort through the news? All that and remembering 9/11. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Officials in Utah providing an update on the investigation into the killing of Charlie Kirk. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Robert Bowles.
We have recovered what we believe is the weapon that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle.
Kirk, the conservative political activist, was shot and killed yesterday at Utah Valley University while holding an event for his organization Turning Point USA. That gunman, thought to be positioned on a rooftop more than 100 yards away, is still on the run. The U.S. is now dealing with its highest inflation numbers since January. New data out this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics finds inflation is now 2.9% higher than this time last year, driven primarily by housing costs. And in New York City today,
Brian G. Ahern.
Jeremiah Joseph Ahern.
Mourners are remembering the September 11th attacks by reading out the names of the people who died that day. This is ABC News.